2, 3, 4, 5, and then you've got a contextualization C5 known as the insider movement. And what it says is this: when you get to C5 and the insider movement, you get a person like me who is a Muslim, well, you want to reach him for Christ. So you don't say to him, I'm a Christian, I'm a missionary. You say to him, I'm a Muslim as well. Why do you say that? Because the word Muslim means submission. So you submit to God, I submit to God, so I'm a Muslim and you're a Muslim. All right then, I decide, well, I think I'd like to be a follower of Jesus. So you say to me, well, you don't really have to be a follower of Jesus, you just have to be a true Muslim. So stay in the mosque and go through prayers and Ramadan and everything else. Continue to read the Quran because it's God's revealed word, just as the Old Testament and New Testament is. Continue to believe in Muhammad because he's an authentic prophet in line with everyone else. But of course, Jesus is a little bit different. And go through all the prayers and liturgy. And whatever you do, don't leave your home and don't tell anyone what you have done. Now, you may say that's a simplistic approach. Actually, that's what it is. It's known as the insider movement, and some of our major mission agencies are all practicing this. Well, here's where the rub comes in. There were two couples who were using this approach. They were Muslims, so they said, well, actually what happened, they actually did become Muslims because they left Christianity and embraced Islam. And so the missionary method was turned on its head and they were converted from Christianity to Islam through their own method and their own theology. And I scratch my head and say, how on earth has this happened? And churches like yours are praying for these people that they be very effective in their witness, and yet some of them are actually becoming Muslims. And so we wonder, what is happening? I heard yesterday of a missionary from Australia who goes off to the Horn of Africa, and she's so disgusted with Christianity, she decides the best thing is to marry a Muslim, which is what she is now, married to a Muslim. Good missionary, sent out, commissioned by a church, totally evangelical, and yet is now married